East Coast Breakfast.
We're getting reports that people are really struggling in Newcastle after a severe storm has unleashed flash floods in northern KZN town. Again, Dina Tseng from Factory Plaza in Newcastle is with us right now. Good morning, Dina.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. Thank you so much for taking us taking our call. Can you tell us how you were affected by last night's storm? Apparently, this is the fifth time you've had to experience this.
Yes. And I must say, last night was unbelievable. Normally, the river is rising and we all in here and waiting that it comes into the building. But last night, it was just, I tell you, I was sitting at home and all of a sudden, and I was looking at our cameras and I saw the hail, and the next minute the security WhatsApp and say the plaza's flooded. I couldn't believe it, because normally we could be in and then we see how the water goes up and we could prepare. Yeah. But last night it was just, I must say, the other floods, I think in Newcastle I was the most affected, but last night it was the whole of whole of the CBD, and even some of my workers that live nearby the Factory Plaza and the town, they all, you know, their roofs gave in and all of that. Yeah. So it wasn't just me, but it was a severe, it was so quick, it was unbelievable.
Dina, I have a question. So you obviously are affected by this in terms of your operation and your factory, right? Where do you even start? How do you begin with mop-up operations? Mm. What does the next few days look like for you and other business owners?
Well, I'm so trained. You know, after the second flood, the insurance, nobody wants to insure us. Mm. So, you know, we know that we haven't got no insurance. And, you know, the bottom two shelves of every single shop, I try not to pack anything, so it's empty. My shop actually looks very strange because we never pack anything on a bottom shelf.
Oh, wow.
So, because we're too scared to put anything on the floor. But, you know, I said to my people, my team, that if I get another flood, I'm closing this plaza down.
Yeah.
But last night, you know, when I saw all the care and how quick they all respond, and they came here and walked through the water, you know, I don't know, somehow I walk into some hole or pothole or something, and it was up to my shoulder. I couldn't believe it. And the guy who do our security here, he grabbed me out. He said, "Ma'am, please just get out of here." And how my people take care of the situation and their love and care, and how much I know that they need this job, it makes you stand up every time again.
I must say, so when I saw the warnings of the floods and all that kind of stuff, obviously for me, home is Vryheid, and Vryheid is what, like an hour away from Newcastle, right? So the first thing I did this morning was just check up on the peeps and so it's, I hope you're fine, and
everyone's safe.
And yeah, I've literally just sent my mom a message now saying, "Uti, how's the weather that time?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Dina, everyone in your factory, you're all safe?
You know, the factory side, it is so... my husband, he actually left to Pretoria for a week.
Mm.
And his biggest fear was the factory. Mm. But I tell you, this is so strange, just because my shopping mall is at the bottom and his factory is sort of more to the second floor.
Mm.
And he was just worried because this is our back to school socks, because we are a socks factory.
Okay.
And I tell you, he was just so worried that stocks, because actually the shipments already last week and this week, you know, because this is year end.
Yes.
So we need to deliver to all the chain stores and everything. So that was, he's worried, and you think my things are small fry, but we were very happy that the big things, you know, like the back to school. Can you imagine how that would be an influence?
Yeah. And Dina, no one likes wet socks, hey?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with wet shoes and wet socks, believe me. Yeah, last night we were totally, all my people were totally wet to the shoulders.
Shame,
it was unbelievable.
Man.
But they were we had a pump, and we pump it into drums and then go try to throw it out where there were a dry spot somewhere. Yeah, it was really, it was amazing how the people work. Last night, actually, when it happened, because I always said, no, I'm not gonna rebuild after the first flood.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you see the people, then you just know, you know, I have to do it again.
Yeah.
There's just no option. But I must say, I want to say, our infrastructure in this town. You know, we clean our manholes, what do you call it?
Yeah. Yeah, your drainage.
Our drains, the whole block around us, every morning, every night, all my men must go to check everything around our block. But it happens from the top, but we right at the bottom next to the Nkandu River.
Mm.
But from the top part, you know, our main street, the hawkers and stuff, they keep all their things in that drain, you know, their plastics and what they're going to need to put their things on. They just keep it there, and that it never gets cleaned. So there's no circulation of the water.
It sounds like there's many, many challenges for you. But Dina, it sounds like you have wonderful people around you that have really helped you get through these struggles. 5 times her business has been flooded. And recently in Sky, as the informal mayor of the neighboring town, if you could just go and speak to the mayor and the authorities on that side.
I will
and
do
please,
that.
Can we just have a look at the drainage, please?
We will sort that out.
Thank you very much.
I'm there in December.
Yeah. Because this thing, this sucks.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.